Volume 6, June 14th, 2022, The Orbeck Tapes, on worship and related issues.
Worship is experientially attained with Father recognition. When worship is given to the Universal Father resident on paradise, but status recognized within yourself through your recognition perception of a fragment of the Universal Father, a fragment of deity that is a pre-personal core within you. This is Dominic now. This is June 14th, Tuesday, York, PA. I just needed to get that down before it was lost. Yesterday in Volume 5, we had a short lesson in light, nutrition, and becoming spirit begets a lightness and a lighter, higher frequency of density. And those are not just physical changes, but a fostering capacity and capability of turning to the spiritual endowments that Jesus pointed the way to during Christ Michael's mission in the Seventh Michael Distillery, where he represented the Father. And showed the way to the Father. These were many sentences. We have provided lessons about decision making along the lines of values and principles. The thought adjuster, Father presence within you, is activated further with proper worship, meaning correct worship. You don't worship a rock or a chair and expect Father activation. No, we just say proper activation means due worship to the correct entity known as the concept, and then further personal acknowledgement between two personalities, the knowing Father God and the person of the human, with a fragment of such within it. This pilot light is a fail-safe in its principles, and it is likewise with a guidance with your decisions. Meaning, it will always provide an answer to the smallest to the highest and in between query when sincerely directing your intention to also be receptive to the inputs of this attribute, this Father attribute you possess. In so doing, not only is this facilitated through proper spiritual nutrition, but it is a positive feedback loop of light, meaning or equivalent of spirit. Meaning there is no need to meditate in order to coerce the physical, mental, and emotional mechanisms into a status. It is simply a turning in and tuning in to the pilot light with unerring principles of the Father itself and Himself within you to guide your values in the moment. Guiding your values in the moment feels much better on the ear to your proclivity for separation and free will. For it is you making the decision, not the Father for you. And there is experiential enjoyment by the Father Himself to witness and share your experience, whether you follow this guidance to a T or not. For the Father's guidance is often not specific enough to know the exact course of action, for the universe provides a playground to get to any destination through a multitude of vectors and pathways. This is why there is such a complex ministering apparatus of the Infinite Spirit to assist the Eternal Son as coordinate deities of the Father. worship begets these attitudes and habits of spiritual nutrition behavior and attitudes of your philosophies. And I will pivot now to the next related topic we touched on earlier, and that is divine deity representation, meaning a deity representation is in some ways a personification aspect of one of these three Trinity deities just mentioned, the Infinite Spirit, Eternal Son, Universal Father. And of those three coordinate deities, the seven commendations of the three. For example, the Father-Son combination is a typical human combination understood. You humans in the seventh super universe, a super universe dedicated to the pattern of the combination of all three trinities, all three deities of the Trinity combination, represent and are therefore endowed with three primary attributes of Father, Son, and Spirit. So when deities not only are personified in a being, say such as a Gabriel morning star, a paradise sun, a creator sun, a mother spirit, a creative spirit, a magisterial son, a Jesus bestow. These are occurrences that will be perceived, revealed, to be experienced but what we are driving at is when there is personal representation on the planet, policies with the mission goals of such a purposeful and intentional mission will guide the organizations and civilizations and cultures of your planet with both modeled programs and policy guidance. A modeled program is, say, something like education reforms done within our jurisdiction and domain for the sake of being invited into fellowship statecraft, if you will, to implement and pursue those policies that are voluntarily asked for, not coerced or forced by us, to be implemented in, say, a different jurisdiction. If we were in point A with the program and jurisdiction B overseas saw the benefits of that program, was intrigued and invited us in, we would send proper representation to help them do that. It could often lead to their staff, people, and leadership and expertise also being trained in our jurisdiction. Likewise, we will implement some policies by force. For example, with instant security and stability against violence and trauma, antithetical to primary values such as life, where justice is well understood and swiftly executed. Then other things which create are more of a gray space for, say, chronic trauma and chronic de-evolution of spiritual goals will be less draconian. One example between the balance of these two things would be the cultural art form of, say, horror movies, where the guidance against such creation of an art form denigrating spiritual truths would, as we forecast, become self-evident of its affronting nature, its disrespect, and its truth for what it is, which is animal fear, from one spectrum to a historical half-truth involved and incubated and originated in rebellion. And then exposed to be for what it is in the current state, which is an affront to deity bestowed among you. And we hope it will quickly fade. That is a good microcosm of an example of what will eventually happen with a successful mission, and that is the same proclivity for warlike production, attitude, and crystallization of spirit that will be loosened up. We are pausing to assess whether this transmission can or should go any further. And we think that while it can, that perhaps it is best to table any further discussion so we can have accuracy and sustenance with continued volumes. We invite questions on the lessons or transmissions provided because it helps us understand and refine the concepts given. There are so many myriad perspectives on a planet full of free will creatures. It is an inherent probability that any one message will be received several different ways, understood with several different capacities of having any one to several aspects of information sink in for experiential attainment. So, even a comment or a question will assist in the learning of another. And there is no better exercise than to turn to your own pilot light to even request any guidance in the question you might create. Good day, and good luck in your new mission guidance with your own pilot system. Thank you, and everyone who brought us that message, and thank you, Father, for being there to guide us.